Okay, say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I thank you.
I thank you.
And I praise you.
And I praise you.
My eyes do work.
My eyes do work.
And they see.
And they see.
My ears do hear.
My ears do hear.
And they hear.
And they hear.
That you're speaking to me.
That you're speaking to me.
And my heart.
My heart
can contain this message.
Can contain this message.
To change my tomorrows. Hallelujah. As I heard you, I'm reminding you again that word that the Lord gave me yesterday and today, it came back again. I set you free from stress when you enter my rest. I set you free from stress when you enter my rest. I'm going to flow with my notes for a little while because we're going to be going to Romans chapter 8. So if you want to kind of glide over to Romans chapter 8. For the past couple of lessons, we've been talking about 1 Thessalonians 5:23. We're made up of spirit, soul, and body. And recognizing that your spirit man came first. The soul and the body are the next levels. And as I was re-establishing that word in my own heart, that God sets us free from the stress when we enter his rest. Entering his rest means you're no longer going to do all the works program that you might have done before. And how many would like to have a character change and a soul change and a body change?
Amen.
All right, on all three?
All the above. Yeah.
So here's my notes. I believe, Holy Spirit, that you alone can change me. I know so much of the real me is able to stay in full control by the Holy Spirit directing my spirit. And that's when Romans 8:5 came. Those who live according to the sinful nature have their mind set on what that nature desires. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires. Verse 6 says, the mind of sinful man is death. But the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace. Verse 7 says, the sinful mind is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law. And if you don't have a circle around this part, you should. Nor can it do so. In other words, don't expect something to be done without some submission. 8. Those controlled by the sinful nature cannot please God. That's cut and dry. It's hard to swallow. But it's God's truth through St. Paul trying to wake up the Romans. We got a lot of Romans around us. I was brought up as a Roman. You understand that I didn't know I wasn't pleasing God. But I know who was in control of this man. And it wasn't the Holy Ghost. And it wasn't my spirit. It was me, myself, and I, the three wonderful gods that I serve. And I'm not picking on me, I'm not picking on you. I'm just trying to show you that there's a wake-up call to the church. It's time to awaken to that next level. And a year ago, we saw a sample of a woman who had an incredible background of brokenness, come alive in Christ Jesus, and deposited some words in this house and confirmed many things that she did not know because we did not communicate to ask her to do certain things in order to perform for us. She obeyed the Lord. One of the very loud words that came to her was number 450, the 450 prophets of Baal were threatened because of you and me. Baal runs rampant in the church. You can see the fruit. And the scripture says, by the fruits you shall know them. So what am I saying to us? I'm saying that it's an awareness that you and I cannot change ourselves.
Amen.
My first words were, I believe, Holy Spirit, that you alone can change me. I know so much of the real me is able to stay in full control by the Holy Spirit directing my spirit. But most of the time it's my soul that dictates. And I get those fruit, and the fruits thereof are not often godly. I can see a good percentage of my life on an everyday basis is very much involved in that soulish realm. And I don't like to, let's say, advertise it. I'd like it to be different. But I also know how helpless I am to change myself. I'm totally reliant on him. I found that before the Thanksgiving preparations were made, that my son and I had made a commitment that we would definitely be together, which was great. And he had a calendar problem. He thought that Thanksgiving was this week instead of last week. And the last day for him to be in Vermont to get the final papers signed was actually 2 days before Thanksgiving, and he was stunned. And he said that he and his brother had connected and talked, and they had thought about maybe to go out to dinner. Well, going out into a public place with my family, yeah, you know, I thought about it. Mm-hmm. And one day I was driving through Ludlow, and there's a sign that said, you know, Thanksgiving dinners. And I slowed down, and the Lord said, what are you doing? And of course, I was being nosy. And it wasn't the Holy Ghost that was in charge, it was Kim. So I began to pray in the Holy Spirit, and I said, Lord, I need to be strengthened here because I don't know what you want to do. Because at that point, there was probably going to be around 20 or 23 of us at my table. And I didn't know how we were going to do that. So I turned it over to the Lord. Made a choice. Lord Jesus, this whole Thanksgiving situation is much too big for me. So I'm going to turn it over to you. So I did that. And every time the thought came in and the stress started to come back, I entered his rest by saying these words. Holy Spirit, this is you orchestrating this whole party and the next day as well, because we knew there was five more coming the next day. And how you're going to manage it, I don't know, but it's going to be okay. And I'm going to stay at rest. So the weeks go by and the coordinates come into play, et cetera, et cetera. And finally, we're actually preparing to start buying the food. And we stopped at Stop and Shop. We made a great bargain. and got our turkey, blah, blah, blah. The Lord told me before I entered the store that there was a 22-pounder. And I said, well, that looks like about the size we're going to need. So that's the size of my turkey, 22 point something. And you had to buy several other items in order to get the discount price, and everything fell into place. And it was God. On Monday and Tuesday, my wife's cousin came over, and my wife and her prepared all the vegetables. Everything was prepared ahead, except I did the squash, because I knew this butternut squash is hard to manage. And so they cooked everything ahead and put them all in casserole dishes so that we could just reheat, because we know we only have one. Well, actually, we have two ovens, but one is the major oven. Long story short, it was just awesome. There was no anxiety. There was no pressure. And to be very truthful, I didn't know how it would all come out. But it truly came out pretty darn smooth because God was in control. And it was peaceful. The next morning when I knew that they were all coming, plus my boy, or actually the five from Mason Street and the four from Ware, along with the others that came from Maine, I decided to make turkey soup in that big roaster. And that thing, I mean, it held a 22-pound turkey, so obviously I filled it. Well, if you would have seen them when they came in from Maine, they were kind of hungry. And two and three bowls per person was not uncommon. And then, of course, we had a wonderful ham for supper. So if they went home hammy, that's another problem. But it went smooth. They all went to bed that night. We didn't even go upstairs. We let them take care of themselves. And the next morning, it was who's going to wake up when. And we had bacon and eggs and ham for breakfast and fed the family. And the other ones came, and we fed them too. And, you know, it was just a lot of fun. And there was no stress because I was at rest. And, you know, I can truthfully say that I tasted this in this weekend. I tasted it, and I enjoyed it. At one time, it would have stressed me out, and I would have stayed stressed, and somebody might have got a few bark words. You know, when you bark back, anybody know? You know, it's like a little dog ready to bite. Well, I've been there because things didn't fall into place the way they should or could or would. Huh?
The way you wanted them to.
Yeah. But you see, God orchestrated it. That's what I'm trying to stress here. Get out of your stress level by resting in Him. So if you need to take quiet time, which I did a couple times, but it was a sweet experience. And my mind was at rest. I mean, I'm not saying there wasn't a lot to do now. Don't get me wrong. There was a lot to do. And there was some help. Help came. But I tasted what I'm giving you. And I'm asking you to do the same. Don't be afraid to give up. Holy Spirit, change me. Don't be afraid to ask Him to do the adjustments that need to be done. Because you know about the real you. That's your spirit being. Being in control by the Holy Ghost. To carry you through any challenge. And every challenge. Because it's not just any. It's every. If you choose to let Him take over. Sometimes you'd like to change things because they're not quite on your radar. Let that be a caution light. If they're not really important, erase the radar. Holy Spirit, take this thing out of me. I can't do it. I can't deal with this. This is too big for me. And when you admit it, then you'll be guided and the promises will continue to flow. So I want you to take you back now. Verse 9. You, however, are controlled not by the sinful nature, but by the Spirit. So Paul is saying that the Romans at that time were not controlled by their sinful nature, but by the Holy Spirit. If the Spirit of God lives in you, it should have a circle around in. And if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to the Lord or belong to Christ. But if the Christ is in you, your body is dead because of sin, yet your spirit is alive because of righteousness.
Whoa.
Your spirit is alive because of righteousness. Verse 11. And if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through the Spirit who lives in you. Notice how many times it says in you. It's not outside. It's not with you. It's in you. We covered that on Sunday. Sunday's lesson was, a piece of it was from John 14. And he said in part of it that the Holy Spirit was with them, but would be in them. So you see, there's a difference between having an anointing of him from being present or being in control. And I know how many times I can slip back into the control room and not even realize that I've done it. But I should be able to recognize it by the stress level. If I start tightening up on my wheel as I'm driving because of a dum-dum in front of me, I need to pray for that dum-dum. Okay? Because my soul says they're not doing what they should be doing because they might cause an accident. That's not always discernment. That's sometimes judgment. And I can tell you, you'll learn more about how much your soul is in control behind the wheel of a car.
Amen.
And you'll see it.
Amen. I was driving behind someone time thinking, why are they going so slow? Out of nowhere, I laid on my horn and I'm thinking after I did it, why did I do that?
Yeah.
I didn't move them. I have no idea why I did it, except I was annoyed.
Your soul.
They were going so slow.
Yeah, your soul
but, I mean,
was
I
just.
I didn't even think that I was going to do that. I just did it.
Yeah. So your soul took over.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's okay. It did it. However, if you learn from it, in the future you'll lift your hands like, and you pray for them.
They're going about 15 miles an hour. I said, what are you doing? That's as dangerous as going 80. Well, maybe not. Only in the opposite. Causing, oh.
That's why my oldest son calls the Interstate 90 the parking lot.
It is. Sometimes it is a parking lot. Look at that.
There's so many cars. Too many cars, and they're crawling on the highway, and he's not happy about that. However, he hasn't discovered this peace and the rest of Christ yet, and that's okay. You'll learn the hard way just like I did. Are you catching on? Are you seeing yourself a little bit?
No.
Then would you close your book? Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
I heard the words.
I heard the truth.
St. Paul. Under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Is teaching the Romans. Now he's teaching me. He's educating me. And I can see. And I perceive. In my heart. That I need help. I cannot do this on my own. You're forming me. Into what you need. And I'm excited. That there's a future of grace.
there's a future of grace.
And favor.
And favor.
Right around the corner.
Right around the corner.
As I humble myself.
As I humble myself.
And enter his rest.
And enter his rest.
Stress flies out the window. And far, far from me. And if I notice it's coming back.
I can choose to enter.
His rest. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.